Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Good morning, Penny.
Oh, hi.
Penny, Michael's sorry. He didn't mean to let you down.
Didn't he?
No, of course he didn't. He couldn't help that the meeting went on.
Oh, yeah. And what meeting was that? Are you sure there was one?
Yes, of course there was. You know damn well Michael is a decent sort of chap.
Well, Debbie didn't know anything about the meeting.
Oh, Penny, she was just winding you up. Michael felt dreadful having to cancel. And before you say anything, it was Debbie who suggested they went for a drink. And Michael, out of sheer politeness, said yes.
Oh, well, he would, wouldn't he? Jim, you're his mate. You're bound to stick up for him.
Oh, this has really put you out, hasn't it?
No, not really. I'm not that bothered. These things happen, don't they?
You're not bothered. You've got a funny way of showing it.
Oh, hi, Penny. Are you with me in women's?
Yeah, makes a change, doesn't it?
Oh, that's great. Oh, Penny, come on, cheer up. You don't look very happy.
Oh, I'm okay.
So, what did your letter say?
Oh, it's not that. I'm fine. So what about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Have you heard of anyone that's been asked to go?
No, not really. All I've heard is that Luke is leaving, but I thought he was going anyway.
What, Luke Brown?
No, Luke Davis in security.
And what about Jim?
He's all right.
And Debbie?
What about her?
Debbie's job. Do you think she'll be all right? But then, come to think of it, I suppose if you're in management, your job's bound to be safe.
Well, I don't know about that. But what I do want to say to you is thanks for last night.
Me, Penny?
Yeah. I heard someone spilt wine over Debbie.
Oh, no, that's awful. It wasn't me.
Well, thank your friend for me then, will you? I owe her one.
Penny, what are you saying?
Good morning. Garden Isle Cafe. How can I help you? Oh, yes. And what time would you like? And can I take your name, please? And how many? And a phone number, please. Okay, so that's the table for 6 at 2 o'clock. Yep, that's all booked. Thank you. Bye. Oh, Helen, 6 have just booked for 2. Shall I put them on table 8?
Yes, okay. So do we know them?
It was a Mrs. Partridge you booked?
No, that name doesn't ring any bells.
Well, I hope it's not the drunk lot back again.
Well, if it is, I'll ask them to leave, and I don't care who they are. I'm not having that lot back in again.
Jim, have you seen Penny today?
Yeah, I have. She's with Amy.
Oh, and how is she?
Yeah, she's okay.
Did she mention last night?
Yeah. Look, if I was you, I'd go and have a chat with her.
Well, I thought I would do that after work.
No, Michael, I'd go now.
Now?
Yeah, go on. I mean it. Go and sort things out.
Oh, I wish Amy was here. Do you know, I've asked her so many times to leave that blooming shop, and every time she makes a different excuse.
Oh, well, we're all right. I think we manage okay without her.
Well, we do. But look at today, for instance. If I'd known we were going to be this busy, I'd have phoned Carla.
No, we'll be fine. I don't think we need anyone else.
No, I don't mean now, but I think another time I should. Honestly, Connie, it's too much for just the two of us.
There's 3 of us. Don't forget Millie.
Oh, I don't count her. No, I think I'll have to employ someone else for the summer. What did you think about Carla?
Oh, excuse me, Helen. Table 1 need me.
Penny, I won't keep you. I just wanted to say sorry again for last night. The last thing I wanted to do was let you down.
The thing is, Michael, I did understand that you were held up. But what shocked me was finding you in the pub with Debbie.
I know what it must have looked like, but honestly, after the meeting, all I really wanted to do was go home and have a nice glass of whiskey. You know, the one you gave me.
Oh, really?
Yep. I didn't want to go to the pub. I wanted a nice, quiet night in. But Debbie insisted. So, can we still go out Saturday?
Have you got any more meetings?
No. Penny, that won't happen again.
And are you still going to pick me up?
Yep. 7 o'clock.
and it's for dinner.
Yes, and I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Oh, Michael, don't say that. Something will happen.
No, it won't. And I am sorry, Penny. I was really looking forward to last night.
So was I, Michael.
So, are we on?
Yes.
Ah, that's great. Oh, Penny, it's quite posh. Okay.
Is it? Oh, how lovely. I can't wait.
Hello?
Hello, Alan.
Oh, Vince, what do you want?
I'm just checking you're all right.
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
And Amy?
Yes, she's okay.
Can I have a word with her, please?
Well, she's not here. She's at the shop.
Oh, okay. I'll phone her later, then.
Yes, you do that, Vince. Now, I must go. I have work to do in this stupid little cafe. Goodbye.
Ellen?
Ah, you're back. Is everything okay?
Yes, thank you. Everything's great.
But we've just missed Debbie. She was looking for you.
Oh, is she? What did you say?
I said you were with Jim.
Oh, and what does she say?
Nothing. She saw Tina and went to have a word with her.
Oh, Tina's back.
Yeah, but she doesn't look that good.
What was wrong with her?
I think it was stress.
Connie, are you ready to go?
Yes, I'm just coming now. Ooh, it was one busy day, wasn't it?
Yes, but we managed all right, didn't we?
Yes, I think so.
I must admit, Millie always leaves that kitchen looking spotless. I bet her house is immaculate.
Oh, I bet there's nothing out of place. I reckon she's the sort that fluffs up the cushions as you sit there.
Oh, and I bet she makes you take your shoes off.
Oh, definitely, I bet she makes you do that.
I just can't bear it when people ask me to do that. I worry that my feet will smell.
I worry I'm wearing old socks.
Oh, I do that as well. Still, one thing's for sure, she keeps a clean kitchen, no doubt about that.
And we've got Amy sometimes, so yes, I think we do manage okay.
Now, I think we'll need someone soon. I think I'll give Carla a ring and see if she's interested.
Helen, what about Vince?
What about him?
Well, you haven't told me anything about your trip to Italy. Is he coming home?
Well, let's put it this way. I expect my husband to be loyal, supportive and help me run the family business. He's told me that he has no interest in the cafe, so as far as I'm concerned, he can stay as long as he wants in Italy, where he says he feels happy and wanted. Do you know what? That man only thinks of himself.
Penny! Penny, hang on.
Oh, hi, Jim. What do you want?
Do you fancy going for a drink?
What, now?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going with Michael.
Yeah, he can't. There's something cropped up. He's got to stay at work.
Huh. So now you know how I felt.
Look, Penny, do you want to go for a drink or not?
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But I'd like to go home first and change.
Yeah, OK, that's fine. Shall we meet at Adam's at 7?
Yeah, OK.
Oh, and Penny, it will just be us, won't it? Please don't bring Kathy.
Oh, I wasn't going to. She's away anyway. She's with friends in Norwich.
Oh, good.
Oh, thanks, Jim. So, do you now know who's going? Because I haven't heard anything.
Well, you know the letters went out, don't you?
Yeah, but no one said they're leaving. Oh, maybe Nick changed his mind. What's Michael said about it all?
Nothing. No, really, Penny. He hasn't said a word.
But I thought he told you everything.
Well, not this time. I've asked him several times, but he keeps on changing the subject. It's all a bit...
Odd?
Yeah, in a way it is. And I feel the same as you. No one has said anything about redundancies. So, maybe you're right. Maybe Nick did change his mind.
Oh, so is that why you two are going for a drink? You thought you could get Michael to talk?
No, Michael asked me. He's a bit worried about something.
Oh, is he? What is it? Or can't you tell me?
No, I think I can tell you. Someone has made a complaint against Debbie.
Have they? Oh, gosh, who did that?
I don't know.
Well, what did they complain about? Oh, it wasn't her moods, was it? Because that would be a bit unfair now. She seems better.
No, I don't think it's that. It's more serious than that.
Oh? Blimey, poor old Debbie.
Poor Debbie? 2 weeks ago you couldn't stand the woman.
Oh, hang on. Debbie and I were good friends at one point.
Well, she'll need a friend now, won't she?
Yeah, you're right. Yes, she will.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie. It's Penny.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I was just wondering if you wanted to meet up for coffee sometime.
Oh, sorry. I can't do any day this week. What about the weekend? We could meet for a drink on Saturday night.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you, Penny. I could do with a night out.
Okay, well, let's go to Adam's. What time do you want to meet up?
8 o'clock, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It really is just what I need.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Oh, just a thought. We could do dinner as well. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Oh, Penny, I'm so pleased you phoned. You've really made my day.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.